How many of you have ever had somebody ask you for forgiveness and say, I'm so sorry that I hurt your feelings? So I want to see body postures that people use when they're asking for forgiveness. What do you think is, like, what's the body look like when somebody's asking you to please forgive them? Like this? Tell me, what does it look like? What do you think? Yeah? Yeah, that's good. So Jesus was talking about forgiveness in the church, and he noticed that there were people that were looking for the best seats in the church. They wanted to sit in the best seats, and they were showing up in church. And so he told them a story. He said that there were two persons that wanted to go to church to ask God to forgive them. Because we sometimes do things that kind of hurt God's feelings, right? And so they wanted to go to church and ask God to forgive them. And he said, there were two of them. One was a pastor. Well, he was a Pharisee, but one was a pastor. Okay? And the second one, well, I don't think that they understand the tax collector, so I am sorry, but I'm going to say a insurance agent. And so the pastor came and sat in the very front of the church. And then he stood there, and then he said, remember, he was going there to ask for what? Forgiveness. He was going there to ask God for forgiveness, because he did something bad. And so he went to the front of the church, and then he stood there, and then he said, dear God, I just want to say thank you, because even though I did something bad, at least I'm not as bad as thieves are, and I'm not as bad as robbers, and I'm not as bad as cheaters, and I'm not as bad as that guy back there who was pointing to the insurance agent. I'm not as bad as that guy back there. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, because even though I did something bad, I'm not that bad. Now, the person that was all, the other person, the tax collector, the insurance agent, came to the church, and then he didn't even dare to go too much to the front. He stayed way, way, way in the back. Way in the back. And then from there, he lowered his face like this, right? And then he prayed, and he whispered. He said, God, I know that I don't deserve that you listen to me, but I know that you love everybody. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. I want to ask you to forgive me. And then Jesus said, which one of the two do you think was forgiven? Which one of the two do you think God forgave for what he did? What do you think? Yes? Which one? The second one, right? The one that was in the back and that was really humble, and they really knew that he did something wrong. Because the other one didn't even notice that he did something wrong. He just wanted God to forgive him because he was so good, right? Well, God is good, and God probably forgave them both. But Jesus wants us to learn that we should be humble when we come to God. That doesn't mean that we need to sit in the back of the church. There's a tradition to say that Lutherans always sit in the back. Maybe that's why, but I'm not sure. And he just means that when we come to church, it's not about what we wear. It's not about where we sit, but it's about our attitude and how we feel in our hearts. That we come and we say, God, thank you for being so good. And I know that I made some mistakes. I know that I did some things that I should not have done. But I know that you love me and that you forgive me, and I want to be better. So please help me. Okay? I want you to remember that. Gracious God, I want you to, I ask you to please bless these children, that they may come to know you as a loving Father who is always willing to forgive. So they don't have to hide from you or brag in front of you, but that they can come to you as they are, knowing that they are loved by you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can go back to your seat.